A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Aleph, Psachim 71b, pagination page 142. We start from the new Mishnah, counting up from the wide lines, about 9 lines, the beginning of a line, Masnisin. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishmo b'Shabbos. A person shecht the Korban Pesach, not for the purpose of a Korban Pesach, the intent was not there, and it was Shabbos. So if the Korban Pesach is supposed to be brought on Shabbos, the 14th of Nisan is Shabbos, that's fine, you could bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But if you do it shelo lishma, without the proper intent, then the shechting of that Korban Pesach is invalid as a Korban Pesach, and chayev alav chatos, the person is in violation of Shabbos. It is a by mistake violation, we're assuming. We're assuming he didn't do it purposely. And b'shogeg, what one does is he brings a korban of atonement for violating Shabbos, b'shogeg, by mistake. So again, the first case of the Mishnah is that we had a Korban Pesach, it was a good animal for the right purpose, everything was good, but when they did the Shechita, they did it with the wrong intent. That's considered a predictable type of thing. It's a predictable violation in that you could have, had you done your research, avoided it, and realize that if you proceed doing this, it's going to be a violation. Shogeg is, had I had all the information, I wouldn't have done it. That's what he did, and his chayev achatos. Ushal kol hazvachim, but let's take the same case, it's Shabbos, and we're dealing with other animals. Animals not intended for the Korban Pesach. Sheshachtan l'shem Pesach, and the person went ahead and shecht them for the purpose of Pesach. In other words, he recognizes that other animals cannot be brought on Shabbos. He has a shlamim, a voluntary korban. He can't bring it on Shabbos. But he shecht this animal, l'shem Pesach, for the purpose of Pesach, and therefore, in theory, he thought that it was going to slide by, or be validated, as a korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, im einam ru'uyim, if it's the type of animal that is not fitting to be a Korban Pesach, it's the wrong age, it's the wrong gender, chayiv. So then, it was something that could have been predicted had you done your research, etc., and therefore it's considered a shogeg. I understand you made a mistake, but you have to bring a Korban Chatos. But if it's an animal that's fitting to be a Korban Pesach, so that the person will have his mistake bottom out as some sort of Korban. So Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're chayev achatos because the fact is that it was not designated as a Korban Pesach, it's invalid, it's a shogeg, and you have to bring an atonement sacrifice for what you did. Rabbi Yeshua Poter, but Rabbi Yeshua holds that if a person made a mistake in a Dvar Mitzvah and did some sort of mitzvah as a result of his mistake, so he's poter michiyev chatos sheba. He's not obligated in the Korban Chatos, because if you bring a Korban not for its right purpose, it still works as a Korban even if it doesn't absolve you of your obligation of bringing whatever Korban it was supposed to be. Rabbi Yeshua holds that some sort of mitzvah, if it's kosher as a Korban, so then your potter from the Chatos, and that's how the Rambam rules. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, the last 4 lines, again, examples of bringing a Korban on Shabbos, Korban Pesach on Shabbos, but with a mistake, with an error, with a reason to invalidate it, and it depends how bad the invalidation is, whether the person will be considered a violator of Shabbos b'shogeg, or was it something that was not anticipated, something that could not have been predicted, one wouldn't realize to do that research, and therefore there is no korban chatos. Shechto shelo la'ochlav, a person shechts the animal but not for the person designated to eat from it. V'shelo l'menuyav, Shachato shelo la'ochlav, if he shecht it for people who can't eat from it, v'shelo l'menuyav, can't eat, as we explained in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph 61a, shelo la'ochlav, the Gemara says, is a chola or a zakein, a person who's sick or elderly and can't eat from it. So shachato shelo la'ochlav, he shecht it for someone who can't eat from it, v'shelo l'menuyav, or someone who is not enumerated on the Korban Pesach, because it has to be with a pre-calculation who's going to eat, la'areilim, people who are uncircumcised, v'latameim, or people who are tamei, ritually impure, chayiv, that's considered a shogeg. I understand there was a mistake, but that's considered a chiyuv chatos. La'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav, if a person included people who can eat and people who can't eat, l'menuyav v'shalo l'menuyav, enumerated and those not, l'mulim v'la'areilim, circumcised and uncircumcised, l'tmeim v'la'tahorim, ritually pure and impure, different people, potter, then he's potter from the korban chatos, because the fact is that the shechita is a kosher shechita, as we said in that Mishnah, because if there's enough to validate it, it'll be valid, even if other improper people were included in the intent. Shechto v'nimtza bal mum, chayiv. If a person shecht the animal and it turned out to be blemished, meaning externally, so then chayiv, that's a chiyuv chatas, because you should have checked. I understand you didn't check, you were rushed. That's a shogeg. That's a mistake which could have been avoided and therefore requires an atonement. Shachto v'nimtza treifa b'seser, if it's a treifa on the inside, sickly in whatever is defined as a treifa from the inside, you check the lungs of the animal. Potter, that's considered potter. You don't have to bring a korban chatas. It's the status of an ones. How could I have controlled that? Shechta v'noda shemashkwa b'aylem es yadam, if you shecht it, and then you found out that the owners had withdrawn. They had perhaps joined a different korban Pesach. So you weren't shechting the animal for anyone. O shemesu, or the owners died. O shenitmu, or they became tamei, so they're not able to bring this korban. Potter, you don't have to bring a korban chatas for shechting in that way on Shabbos. Mepnei sheshochat berushus, because you were shechting with permission. Had you asked, we would have told you, you don't have to worry that the owners died. You don't have to worry that the owner's pulled out without telling you. And therefore, you were within your rights to shecht. There was no reason to anticipate problems. And therefore, that's within the realm of normal behavior and does not require a chatas. A chatas is when the person has the status of doing it by mistake, meaning it could have been avoided had we made whatever is considered diligent effort, correct effort. Concept of shogeg. You have shogeg, for example, when a person forgets it's Shabbos. Had he been more cognizant, he wouldn't have forgotten that it's Shabbos. But over here, how am I supposed to anticipate that the owner pulled out? And apparently the Mishnah is telling us that that's something that in the realm of caution, the expression belt and suspenders, how far do you have to be careful? And the Mishnah is apparently telling us that there comes a cutoff where it's already considered reasonable behavior and no atonement would be required. Yashikoach, have a great day.